Interview with an orc.
Wait, don't kill me. Can't we just talk?
Talk, human? Orcs don't talk. Orcs fight. Orcs kill. Orcs... Oh, okay. We're supposed to be attacking Rivendell today, but it seems that I have arrived early. Or the rest of the horde is late. Orc hordes are terrible at timekeeping. Wearing a watch would help, of course, but that wouldn't fit with our vibe. So, what do you want to know?
Well, what are you? Why are you so evil?
Okay, no judgment. Just go straight in with, why are you so evil? Incredible. Hey, maybe you'd be evil if you looked like me. Think about that, Angel Face. Basically, Tolkien wanted an enemy that he could kill in vast quantities without his readers having any moral objections. So, he made us look like this. Nice, huh? Really evolved. Thanks, Dad.
I hadn't seen it like that. I'm sorry.
And that was just a start. We got treated the same way by Dungeons and Dragons. We're supposed to be repugnant and intrinsically evil by nature. So offensive. Warcraft is no better. And now I hear that Ukrainians call Russian soldiers orcs. It's just prejudice based on one man's book. Does anyone take the time to read some orc love poetry?
Orc love poems? But are there even any female orcs?
I am a female orc. Thank you so much for aggravating my insecurities. Honestly, I should kill you for that. Happily for you, some humans aren't interested in stereotypes. Authors like Catherine Addison and Jim C. Hines are writing books from our perspective. They see our inner beauty. Do you think that Jim C. Hines is single?